Georgia's state lawmakers went back to work today. It is day one of the 2015-2016 session. Now, almost any legislator in either party will always tell you he or she is going to push for action on issues where voters demand it to make their lives better.
And Dennis, perhaps the biggest talk this year is about transportation. Now, we all know it's tough to get around on Metro Atlanta's roads, but some other parts of the state, well, they want more roads and bridges. You know what? Roads all over the state need fixing. The question is, Dennis, how do we pay for all that relief?
Well, a new Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll found that most Georgians really want improved transportation, but they don't want to pay higher taxes for it. And that was also the first question I asked Republican House Speaker David Ralston when we spoke at the Capitol a few days before that poll came out. Speaker Ralston, thank you for the time, first of all.
Thank you, Dennis. I'm glad to be on here, and congratulations on the new show.
We're looking forward to it. Transportation, there's been a great deal of talk about how to fund transportation. There's been a study committee looking at all of this. We're talking about, at least according to the committee, $1.5 billion that Georgia has to find to make up for shortfalls in transportation funding over the years. Possible gasoline sales tax. They have a whole bunch of recommendations, but is it possible to avoid a tax increase of some kind?
I don't know what the end result will look like. We're involved in discussions on a daily basis. It's a priority issue. My view is that doing nothing is not an option. And that this is a good year to do something.
But if the math is what it is it possible to move stuff around or adjust the distribution of, say, the gasoline sales tax and do all that and still get enough money without, at some point, raising taxes?
Well, I think what we have to focus on is that what we're looking for is new transportation dollars. And that will involve, I think, some diverting funds, perhaps. It may
Where, for instance?
Well, I think it's too early to say. I mean, we're looking at different things. I don't want to get into that we're going to take it from this. There are different ways of getting revenue. The bottom line is that we're operating on a funding model that was probably more appropriate for the 1950s and 60s. So we're going to have to look at all the options that have been proposed. And I've told groups this may be one of those issues that we are confronted with as a state from time to time that require us to make some tough choices and do some things that may not be politically popular, but will be the right thing for this state long term.
Would a tax increase, though, be off the table?
I don't think anything is on or off the table at this point. We're talking about combinations of the recommendations, and so I'm open to any serious proposal that gets us where we need to go, but gets us there in a conservative, responsible manner without unduly burdening the taxpayers of Georgia.
One of the recommendations of that committee was, well, maybe we ought to take a look at tolls in some places.
Mm-hmm.
We just got through getting rid of the tolls on Georgia 400 because the governor had made a campaign promise that he would do that. Is it possible that the governor has kind of painted the legislature into a corner by, in a sense, talking us out of an option we might want to go back to now because he just got rid of the tolls on Georgia 400?
I think the Georgia 400 toll was a separate issue, had its own history. I think that Governor Deal did the right thing to make that commitment and then to tear down the toll booths there. Any future tolls will be, they'll have their own histories that if we were to go that route.
But do you think that would fly with drivers, though, who might look at it and say, hey, wait a minute, got rid of the toll on Georgia 400 and now we have it, on I-16 or something.
Well,
just
I think that if
example.
You give people options and one of the options is to have improvements to transportation so that you're not sitting in a parking lot on I-75 or I-85 or whatever interstate or state thoroughfare it might be, then I think that's an option that might be appealing to people, and it's certainly part of what we're going to be talking about.
Mass transit, particularly in Metro Atlanta, but not exclusively. was something that was talked about just in terms of we need to take a look at a commitment to mass transit. Should there be more funding for mass transit in the budget as it goes forward, and where would that money come from?
Well, I think the transit generally, whether you're talking about Metro Atlanta or other regions around the state, is certainly a legitimate subject for this discussion and is and will be part of the discussion. We haven't come to a consensus yet on what the state's role, if any, should be on transit. But I think it's something that this committee has recommended that we make a part of the discussion, and we'll make it. I don't want to put a dollar amount on a commitment or say that there will be no commitment at this point in time.
Should there be a regional body for Atlanta particularly? Because MARTA has run into resistance from other counties in expanding, and a lot of people have talked about the idea of, okay, let's put it into a regional body that would actually have more input from other counties, and then they would be perhaps more amenable to having mass transit.
I'm not sure that the problem is so much governance as it is resources. I would like to have, for us to have this discussion, and as it necessarily involves governance, deal with that as it, only as we must.
But certainly for some members of your own party, isn't the problem governance before resources? In other words, a lot of Republicans might say, okay, we need to have that regional body rather than MARTA, or absorb MARTA into something before we'll put money into it.
Well, I think there is some sentiment for doing that, because there's a feeling that that there are some jurisdictions here in the metro region where the cost of MARTA is being paid by non-users of MARTA. And to the extent that we need to talk about governance, we'll certainly do that. I will say that I think that under Keith Parker, that MARTA has certainly improvements internally in their own governance, and that he has righted the ship and has body headed in a good direction, a better direction.
This summer, there was reaction here in Georgia and around the country to the events in Ferguson, Missouri, and in Staten Island. And one of the Democrats in the House, Representative Billy Mitchell from Atlanta, has pre-filed a bill for body cameras for law enforcement officers. Would it be worth the cost, and should it at least be tried?
Well, I don't know what the cost would be. I suspect the cost will be staggering. But here's my view. I know a lot of law enforcement officers, and the vast, vast majority of the law enforcement officers I know and have worked with over a professional career of 35 years or more are honorable, professional, public servants. And I'm not going to use any of our energy here in this House this session making them public enemy number one.
But would a bill like that do that? I mean, there have been some jurisdictions that have tried it here, and they say, you know, the officers weren't crazy about it at first, but some of the ones I've talked to have said sometimes, a lot of times, it backs up the officer's story. It helps them in a way.
Well, I haven't heard from any law enforcement officers that want that yet, and that's even going past the issue of the costs that would be involved financially. I'd have to see a lot of evidence on that from the public safety community.
Georgia House Speaker David Ralston. And tomorrow on Closer Look, Speaker Ralston talks about some pretty controversial bills coming up on religion and the fight over which schools should get how much state money.